Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, March 18th. A quick note for drivers, there are several road closures throughout Bruce and Gray counties due to flooding. The Durham Street Bridge in Walkerton remains closed. There are also some rural road closures in Georgian Bluff, South Bruce Peninsula, Erin Eldersley, Northern Bruce Peninsula, and Chatsworth. You can find a list at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Meanwhile, in Owen Sound, some roads and trails at Harrison Park are temporarily closed due to flooding. They include the entire Mile Drive Trail, which loops through the woods, the Freedom Trail from 2nd Avenue east of the parking lot, as well as the campground roads and trails and others. The search for a man who had been missing from the Saugeen Shores area has come to a tragic end. 32-year-old Brendan Martin had been last seen on January 18th in Southampton. And Please Bring Me Home co-founder Nick Oldreave says Martin's family conducted a search of their own for him on Sunday. Oldreave says they searched along the Saugeen River in Southampton and recovered a body from the water near the range light that was identified as Martin. His family also confirmed the troubling discovery in a social media post. Saugeen Shores Police issued a statement confirming human remains were found in the area of the Southampton Harbour on Sunday, and a post-mortem will be conducted. Prime Minister Mark Carney will visit Iqaluit today on his way home from Europe. Carney says his trip was aimed at strengthening economic and security ties with France and Britain. The PM also says he's willing to engage with the Trump administration on trade, but only after the U.S. president backs away from his 51st state comments.
We've called out those comments. They're disrespectful, they're not helpful, and they need to stop before, and they will have to stop before we sit down and have a conversation about our broader partnership with the United States.
Meanwhile, federal conservative leader Pierre Poilievre says he'll scrap the industrial carbon tax if he becomes prime minister. His announcement comes just a few days after Carney started the process to remove the consumer carbon tax on fuels including gasoline and natural gas. However, the carbon levy on industries will remain in place. Poilievre says he'll scrap the entire law and let the provinces address emissions how they'd like. And Hudson's Bay could start to liquidate its assets as early as today. The company, which has been around since 1670, says it can't make a go of it anymore, although it's still looking for someone to throw it a lifeline. The Bay employs more than 9,000 people. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a slightly lower open this morning on the heels of back-to-back winning sessions. Yesterday, the Dow closed 353 points higher at 41,841. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced as well, while the TSX was up 231 points to 24,785. Bitcoin down more than 2% this morning, hovering at around 82,600 US. The price of oil up 1%, 68.25 per barrel, while gold continues its climb to record highs, up another 1% to over 3,030 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 69.99 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Remax. The Maple Leafs, wearing their green and white St. Pat's uniforms for St. Patrick's Day, took care of the Flames 6-2. Austin Matthews and William Nylander each had 3 points. They're still tied for second with Tampa after the Lightning shut out the Flyers. The MLB opener is taking place this morning in Tokyo. The Dodgers and Cubs have a combined 5 Japanese players, including, of course, Shohei Ohtani. Mookie Betts won't play because of an illness that's caused him to lose about 15 pounds. The Blue Jays named Jose Barrios as their opening day starter a week from Thursday. Tough night for the Raptors. They lost by 40 against the Suns. Rachel Homan's team got Canada another victory against the United States. Homan improves to 4-1 at the World Curling Championship, and Rory McIlroy won the playoff to capture the Players' Championship. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack checked in at number 11 in the latest edition of the OHL Power Rankings. But the ranking that matters most, the Attack are tied in 8th with the Sarnia Sting for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, ahead of a 3-3 to close out the regular season. Thursday and Friday, the Attack have road games in Barrie and Kitchener. You can catch them both on Kiev Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. Saturday, the Attack host the Guelph Storm at the Bayshore. And the Grey Bruce Storm won the Elite Ladies Division Championship at the senior broomball provincials in Coburg this past weekend. They were among many athletes from the region at the event. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather is coming up next. Mainly sunny today with a high of 12, then increasing cloudiness tonight and a low of 4. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and 17. Cloudy on Thursday with a chance of some showers or flurries and a high of 6.